From 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, it's game two of the six-game... From 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, it's game two of the six-game set between Jacksonville and the Charlotte Knights. Hello, everybody, and welcome into 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, where Jacksonville takes on the Charlotte Knights for game two of the six-game series and game two of their 12-game homestand. Matt Davis along with you for Shrimp on Deck, and we've got ourselves a great pitching matchup today in Edward Cabrera for Jacksonville and Jonathan Cannon on the hill for the Knights. Jacksonville, a 4-1 win last night in the opening contest against the Knights that saw the Jumbo Shrimp take a combined no-hitter into the ninth inning. That was before Rafael Ortega's solo home run with one out in the top of the ninth inning. Charlotte would finish with two hits and an error. Jacksonville, four runs, seven hits, and three errors on the night, but a strong pitching performance. Patrick Monteverde earned his second win of the year, going five innings and striking out a season high of six with no runs or hits allowed. He did issue three walks. Michael Givens contributed two scoreless frames, and Calvin Fauché also delivered one perfect frame with a strikeout. Anthony Maldonado, one inning, a run on two hits with a strikeout. Jacksonville, again, struck out nine while only walking three. However, their bats, they came in quick and early, but they were blank for most of the middle of the game. They were struck out 14 times by Charlotte pitchers, so they look to get a little bit more hits, look to be a little bit more patient at the plate, but they came away with a 4-1 win, and they'll look to continue their winning ways this afternoon at 12:05. Shrimp on Deck continues next. Scott Kornberg had a conversation with Tristan Gray. We'll take a look at what they talked about pregame, and then we'll also wrap up by taking a look around the International League scoreboard and preview the Marlins and White Sox today as well. Shrimp on Deck continues next with Tristan Gray on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Bobby Wilfrey spent three seasons here in Durham. He hit 71 home runs at the Durham Bowl. And then yesterday, your first at bat coming back, you grade out through the bushes in center field. What is the feeling like coming back to a place where you have so many great memories of championships and the organization that ultimately propelled you to the major leagues?
It's awesome. You know, I was curious to see if I was if the Shrimp played here. And knew I was going to be on the Jumbo Shrimp. And I don't know, it's a weird mix of emotions. It's a lot of great memories, but on being on the other side, I've talked about it a lot. I think I talked with Patrick, their announcer, and just the only way I can describe playing for the Bulls is kind of like a movie. It just, and I know it's kind of cliche because it actually is a movie, but playing here is just the way that the city is like, this is what everybody comes for. Like, there's no professional sports teams besides the hockey team close by, obviously the college athletics, but professional baseball, like, this is it. And you can tell from the very first inning, like, a big double play is turned, or just big moments in the game don't happen at the end. Like, it's all the time and the fans are in it. So coming into it, I knew all of that, and I told all the guys, like, dude, this is the best place to play. Like, you're going to love it. But now it's my goal to silence it. So I'm taking enjoyment in doing that as well.
Mission accomplished yesterday. What does it mean for you in the pregame introductions when you come to bat for the first time before the home run and you silence everybody? You talked about the fans. They gave you an ovation, and in most minor league cities, they don't know who's playing shortstop. They don't know, you know, who's who, who's been there a long time. Like you said, they know here. What did that mean for you to get that reaction?
Leading up to this trip, everybody was asking, like, are you going to get a standing ovation, or are you this and that? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. You know, I know the fans are great, but being on the other side, I just don't know if they know I was coming back. So it was a pretty special moment to just hear that interaction and know that I had that kind of influence or whatever you want to call it in the city that I love with all my heart. So
you made your major league debut with the Tampa Bay Rays going back to last September. When you think back to where your career began, coming from Rice, getting drafted by Pittsburgh, traded obviously to Tampa Bay, and spent a lot of time here, what did it mean to finally get that call to the major leagues and obviously get a home run in the major leagues as well?
I can't help but look back and just know that I can just see God's work in my entire journey in baseball. Not everybody gets to do this in their career. And, you know, I just trusted him that even though things, I may have felt like I deserved this or that, in reality, I didn't. Like, you just continue to work hard. And whatever he decides is, you just have to be obedient. And I think that's what made it even more special to know that, like, you know, I just let things happen, and he came through. And now it's just continuing on that same mindset of, I'm just going to do what I need to do every single day and try to help the guys around me and just enjoy the opportunity of continuing to still play, because there's not a lot of jobs out there. There's a lot of guys that I feel like should be playing the game and just aren't anymore because of less teams and whatever it may be. So I just look at it as truly a blessing, and all of my time with the Rays, even though it wasn't as long of a stint as I would have hoped in the big leagues, I'm still super grateful for everybody over there.
This is Tristan Gray joining us, Jacksonville and Durham in a few minutes. You mentioned the opportunity you have now. So Peter Bendix goes from Tampa Bay to the Marlins, and his first move, there's a lot of former Durham Bulls, Tampa Bay Rays on this team now. His first move was to get you. Were you surprised by that? I mean, when you go back to November, what comes to mind?
Yeah. Whenever my agent, you know, called me and told me that Peter had called specifically, and I told him, I said, hey, man, like, I was just with you for 6 years and I only got a couple days up there. I'm a little hesitant, just being completely honest. And he was very receptive and very honest in saying, like, I completely understand where you're coming from, and it's very valid and this and that. But he said, like, look, I really want you. I think you're a great player, and I think that you are ready. And he just showed me with all that he did to get me to come here. And, you know, it's been an amazing decision for sure.
You come here and your college roommate is here, which is wild. Dane Myers, did that help the decision at all, knowing that, okay, it's a brand new organization, And I've played these guys, but at least someone I trust and know very well is also in the clubhouse at the same time.
Absolutely. I talked a little bit to Dane before signing and going through that process and just asked him how it was. And he said, dude, the clubhouse, like, you're going to fit in great. The coaching staff, everything about it over here, like there's nothing to worry about. So just know that in your decision-making, that the Marlins is a great place to play.
Tristan, last question for you. Your dad played professional baseball in the Rangers organization, I believe. When you're going on this journey that you've talked about so far, how much does it help to, A, have someone so close to you who has played professional baseball, and because you've made it to where he did not in the major leagues, does he get to kind of live through you a little bit like that?
I think so. It's crazy. Like yesterday after BP, I just wasn't feeling the greatest, so I gave him just a quick ring and just to talk through, get some things out of just my uncertainties about how I'm feeling in the box, and we talked it out and got to a spot, and obviously it ended up working out decently well yesterday. But I mean, he takes the at bats just as hard as I do, maybe not, maybe more, but it's just truly a blessing to still have him and be able to talk to him about all the things. And even though he may not have gotten to this level, he works really hard to understand where the game is at and just wants to help me in any way that he can. And I'm super grateful for that.
Tristan, we're grateful for your time. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
That's Tristan Gray. More to come on Shrimp on Deck as we get closer to first pitch. Jacksonville and Durham on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
Back for the final segment of Shrimp on Deck as the Jumbo Shrimp take the field. Again, it's Edward Cabrera against Jonathan Cannon for a 12:05 first pitch between Jacksonville and Charlotte in Game 2 of this six-game set. This has been Shrimp on Deck. Matt Davis and Scott Kornberg will have the call up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
High fly ball to right, pretty deep. Encarnacio back at the wall, leaps, and he took it back! Yurar Encarnacio robs a home run!
The one, and Meyer swings, hits it high in the air to center. Back is Wall, looking, goodbye! What an offensive day for Dane Myers! 4-for-4!
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
3-2. Liner in the air to center, base hit. Chavez scores from third, and now the ball gets by Harrison all the way to the warning track. Edwards comes in to score. Hinojosa around third base. He scores. Myers racing around third. He slides in. Beats the throw. A Little League home run.
Two batters ago, and now Sanchez swings. It's a drive out to right center. Jazz Chisholm Jr. on the run. Lays out and makes the catch. The 2-2.
Hey. Swing and a miss. David Smelter strikes out Hackenberg. And there is the first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp history.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Scott Kornberg.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp have been hot of late. They've won 5 out of 7 after coming within 2 outs of a no-hitter last night against the Charlotte Knights. And today it's game two of this six-game series against Charlotte. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for spending your work day or school day or sick day or whatever day it might be with us. Scott Kornberg and Matt Davis, our statisticians today, are Joey Robertson and Adam Glover. So Jacksonville's playing good baseball. They're 6-4 in the first 10 games of the season, and the Charlotte Knights trying to right the ship. They are 2-8. Edward Cabrera making his third rehab start today. He's going through his warm-up tosses. Here's the lineup for the Knights. It's Rafael Ortega who leads off and plays right field. Colson Montgomery, shortstop, is second. Chucky Robinson is the catcher hitting third. Zach Deloach DHing today in the cleanup spot. Carlos Perez, first baseman, is fifth. And Danny Mendick hits sixth and plays second base. Mark Payton, left fielder, is seventh. Angelo Castellano, third baseman, eighth. And Brent Phillips is in center field today, batting ninth. Jonathan Cannon is on the mound. Ortega, Montgomery, Robinson, Deloach, Perez, Mendick, Payton, Castellano, and Phillips. And Edward Cabrera, the tall, lanky right-hander, 6'5", 217 pounds. Toes the first base side, spins into his windup. The first pitch of the game is a fastball. The outside corner, called strike one, 96 miles per hour. And we're underway here at 12:05 local time in Jacksonville. The 0-1. Flying out to center field, Victor Mesa Jr. back over his left shoulder, edge of the track. Reaches up, makes the catch, and there's one down. So Ortega retired. And here's Colson Montgomery, left-hand hitter. Jacksonville defensively, Johnny Pareda doing the catching. Troy Johnston over at first. Jose Devers at second. Jonah Bride is the third baseman today. And Otto Lopez is at short. Victor Mesa Jr. man center. Dane Myers in right. And J.D. Davis is in left. Righty-lefty in the pitch. Fastball a little bit low. It's ball one from Cabrera, 98 miles per hour. So for Edward Cabrera, it's his third rehab start. It could be his final rehab start, the 1-0. Rocketed foul down the first base side, and it's 1-1. And, boy, the Marlins really need him to come back. They need a lot. They're 1-11 to start this season, and it has really been tough for them. And, listen, any team that loses four-fifths of their starting rotation before opening day, that's a humongous challenge, 1-1. Good sweeper at the top of the zone. Called strike two. And Cabrera, in theory, coming back soon. Braxton Garrett is doing a rehab, and he will start on Friday against the Knights. So he's on the mend back. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good sinker middle of the plate. Strike three. So Montgomery, the first strikeout victim for Cabrera. Two out, nobody on. Here's Chucky Robinson, right-hand batter. But, you know, they're really looking forward to some of these reinforcements getting back. The tough part for the Marlins, listen, Edward Cabrera is a very good pitcher. Braxton Garrett is a very good pitcher. But of the four starters they have out, Sandy Alcantara has won a Cy Young. He's out for the year. The pitch lined into right field. That's a base hit by Robinson, who's gotten off to a great start this year. Two-out single, and up comes Deloach, left-hand hitter. No score, top of the first, and Eury Pérez, I mean, he might be the best young pitcher in baseball. And he made his debut at 19 years old. So it's just you've lost your two biggest horses, and that is a really difficult thing to overcome in addition to two other pretty solid starters in your rotation. Righty against lefty, and the pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball one.
You know, I guess trying to look at it in a positive way, of what you could have coming back. Obviously, they have Max Meyer working his way back. His last outing was wonderful for the Marlins.
1-0. Broken back ground ball towards the whole right side. It'll trickle through for a base hit. Robinson turns the corner at second, puts on the brakes, and there's runners on first and second, two outs for Carlos Perez, right-hand batter. No score, top of the first.
Well, that was hit beautifully, and I think also having the, you know, barrel of the bat splinter its way out there towards in front of second, but kind of right on the edge of the infield grass. You know, I think that ball was just placed a little bit perfectly, right speed, right location. It was just out of the reach of Devers on the right side of the infield, but not how hard you hit it, just where.
Nobody said you had to hit it hard. They just said you had to hit it. First and second, two outs, and Perez, right-hand batter, holds the hands up high. The pitch, fastball at the belt, outside corner 0-1. Jacksonville Navy jerseys today. Bold City across the chest in white. Royal blue waves on the bottom of those letters. Red number beneath that. White number, red trim on the back, 0-1. Breaking ball low and away, a ball and a strike. No name. White pants, the red caps, the J logo, or rather the Jumbo Shrimp Florida logo on the front of those caps. Charlotte's also wearing blue, but it's an electric blue. 1-1. Slider is low. Two balls and one strike. The runners nearly took off there and went almost halfway and stopped. Across the chest, Knights in white with black trim. White number, black trim beneath that. Also on the back, no name. Gray pants. And Cabrera steps off, throws to first, but nobody's covering, and the ball trickles all the way near the tarp. Robinson around third, heading for the plate. The throw from Justin in plenty of time, and Robinson is thrown out by about 25 feet. So Justin Jerschley, a really aggressive send, but Chucky Robinson is not fleet of foot, and he was thrown out by a mile. And Charlotte, instead of having second and third, instead is turned away in the top of the first inning. So no runs, two hits, one runner left, and a very ill-advised send ends the top of the first inning. So no score, and Jonathan Cannon on the mound for Charlotte. When we come back, the Jumbo Shrimp coming to hit next in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank, advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting five military appreciation nights throughout the 2024 season. On April 21st, May 30th, July 1st, August 4th, and September 19th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or on the day of the game. In addition, for every home game at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 field reserve tickets and $10 dugout reserve tickets. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
No score, bottom of the first inning. Play at the plate, ending the top of the first, and it'll be Jonathan Cannon on the mound. Tall right-hander from Columbia, South Carolina, 6'6", 225 pounds. And the siren announces the presence of Otto Lopez, who is 6'4", his first 12 with Jacksonville. Cannon hands over the head the pitch, and a fastball at 87 miles per hour down and away. It's ball one. Lopez, the shortstop. Jose Devers, the second baseman, second. Jonah Bride at third, hitting third, the 1-0. Is a sinker at 94 at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-1. Troy Johnston, first baseman in the cleanup spot. Dane Myers in right field, fifth. Victor Mesa Jr. in center, sixth. 1-1. Line shot into right. That's a base hit. Otto Lopez is 7 for his first 13 with Jacksonville. To lead off single in a scoreless bottom of the first. And here's left-hand batting Jose Devers. Johnny Pareda doing the catching, batting seventh. Marty Costas, DH, is eighth, and J.D. Davis in left field, ninth. Lopez, Devers, Bride, Johnston, Myers, Mesa Jr., Pareda, Costas, and Davis. Outfield the other way in the left-hand batting Devers, who's hit in seven consecutive games. The pitch, fastball, letter high strike, middle of the plate. 0-1, Mike Rames, our home plate umpire, made that call. Ray Valero over at first, and Jacob Metz, the crew chief, is the third base umpire. 0-1. Ground ball to short, right behind the bag. Montgomery Field steps on second for one, throws to first. It's about as easy of a double play as you'll find. Two out, nobody on. And here's Jonah Bride. So well positioned defensively for Charlotte. Right hand batting Bride. Very windy day here. certainly more than a zephyr. Big, puffy cotton balls in the sky. It is 78 degrees. It's a gorgeous day. Sun kind of comes out intermittently. Pitch from Cannon. Fastball sizzles off the outside corner, ball one. I mean, it is nice outside. And could get a little bit warmer for these guys as the afternoon wears on. The 1-0. Fastball inside, ball two. But day baseball, this is as good as it gets on a day like today. Second baseman Mendick plays up the middle. Here's the 2-0. And a fastball down the chute called strike one. Chucky Robinson behind the plate. Carlos Perez at first. Mendick at second. Castellano at third. And Montgomery the shortstop. 2-1. Breaking ball off the plate, ball three. Payton in left. Phillips in center. And Ortega's in right. Three balls and one strike. Pitch from Cannon. Up and in, ball four, so a sinker. And Jonah Bryant's been really good to start his tenure with Jacksonville. He's reached base in seven of his first 15 plate appearances. So Lopez has been an incredible addition, so is Bryant. And Troy Johnston starting to get into a rhythm. He had a two-run double yesterday. He was slowed by an ankle injury in the spring. Missed about a week of time. Left-hand hitter in the pitch. And high in the air, foul territory, third base side. This one will find the seats and land on the Primrose Little Slugger's lawn. And it's heisted by a young fan, that foul ball. And the count's 0-1. Not a lot of kids are out there, but there's a few skipping school today.
No better place.
Why not? The 0-1. Fastball outside. A ball and a strike. Two out. Runner on first. No score. Bottom of the first.
You're going to play hooky as an adult. Start him early.
Set the expectations. Outfield the other way. Cannon first base side. Ready at the belt. The pitch. And a slider top of the zone outside corner called strike two.
You ever play hooky to go see some day baseball in New York?
Not that I can remember.
I won't tell anybody if you really will. We'll tell me off the air.
No, I'm being honest. 1-2. Fastball high, 2-2. Did you?
I can't remember actually ever doing that, but I can remember taking a field trip to a Yankees game.
That's cool. No, I don't think we ever did. 2-2 pitch. Fastball outside. Count is full, so Bryant will get a head start over on first. I do remember being forced to go to bed for big games like Super Bowl, NBA Finals, like that kind of stuff. But if it was a really good game, my dad would wake me up to let me watch.
That's awesome.
That was cool. 3-2 again. Bryant takes off the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Strike three. Side retired. First punch out for Cannon, who blew it by the bat of Johnston. And the Jumbo Shrimp turned away in the bottom of the first. No runs, a hit. And one runner left. End of an inning. No score. Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
On to the second. Scoreless, Jacksonville and Charlotte. Perez, Mendick, and Mark Payton. 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Castellano will bat if anybody reaches. Edward Cabrera, you know, it's been kind of interesting watching him. He hasn't necessarily been super incredible on this rehab stint. He has walked 7, struck out 4 in 8 innings into his windup, and the pitch, swinging a foul at home plate that hit off the catcher Pareda, and it's 0-1. So they're trying to get him kind of going. Listen, it's almost like a spring training for him to find where he's at and kind of get in that routine, but it's been uneven, I would say, to start the 2024 season. He's been able to keep guys from scoring. The 0-1. Little roller hit towards third. It'll trickle foul, and it's 0-2. But normally a guy with a lot of strikeouts, and that has not been the case to this point.
Well, I remember last year when he was making, when he was optioned down here, and what was it, the first game he had 7-8 strikeouts in the first 3 or 4 innings, and I mean, I'll never forget it. You said he was pitching like he didn't want to be here, and it was right, because what, a week later he was called back up to Miami, and he finished off the season strong for them, and you know, obviously you hate to see him start the season on the injured list and coming back from an injury, but you know, you hope the velocity gets there and the control with it.
0-2. Knock foul over the screen behind home plate. We'll do it again.
Hey, what a catch by Banfield. It ricocheted off the side of the roof back towards home plate, and he reached over his head and made a catch. And nice little applause from the business people in attendance here.
0-2. Pitch from Cabrera. Hit high in the air, deep down the line and right, but it fades foul and out of play, and we'll do it again.
I will say, watching those last couple of pitches, the velocity's there. 96, yep. 97, 90 on the slider. So at that point, you're just hoping the control comes with it.
0-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a nasty changeup in 94, strike 3. Second punch out for Cabrera. One down here in a scoreless second. And here is Danny Mendick. Born in Rochester, New York, he went to high school in Pittsburgh, New York, kind of a suburb of Buffalo in Rochester. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss and a fastball downstairs at 0-1. You know, we were talking about kids. You ever hear of the Anchor Bar in Buffalo?
I am not.
It's where the original Buffalo Wing originated, the 0-1.
Really?
Fastball up and in, a ball and a strike. So Frank and Teresa's Anchor Bar, and, you know, thinking of kids, Frank and Teresa had kids. They had this restaurant, the 1-1, change up inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. And so their kids would come home from school, and they'd be hungry, right? What's the first thing when you come back from school? Mom, I need a snack. Here's the 2-1. Lifted foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 2-2.
I can tell you my snacks were never wings.
Well, that's the thing, is that way back in the day, they would just throw them out. They thought it was useless, right? These little pieces of chicken. Nobody wants to eat that. But they thought, well, the kids will eat it. They'll eat anything. Here's the 2-2. Line foul over the screen behind home plate. And so their kids would come into the restaurant, and their friends would come, and they gave them wings because they were just throwing them away. And then the kids started asking for the wings. They really liked it, and they thought, maybe we have something here. 2-2 foul at the plate. And we'll do it again. And that is how they introduced the Buffalo Wing, is they put it on the menu. And who doesn't love wings now?
It's a staple at any sports bar, really anywhere.
So that is a Buffalo tradition. And, Matt, I will ask you here. This is how I'll know if you could live in Western New York one day. What do you put on your wings?
Like sauce.
Yeah, anything else you put on there? Here's the 2-2. Fastball at the letters outside corner. Ring them up. Strike 3. So Cabrera's got his third punch out. Two down here in a scoreless second. Up comes left-hand batting Mark Payton. You do anything else besides sauce?
Maybe some scallions.
Okay. So no like ranch or blue cheese?
Oh, no, yeah, ranch, yeah.
No, you couldn't live there.
What, are you going to say blue cheese?
If you live in Buffalo, here's the pitch. Breaking ball on the outer part of the plate, 0-1. It's like having ketchup on a hot dog in Chicago. You can't have ranch on your wings in Buffalo. You'd be ostracized.
I've never had blue cheese before.
Well, there you go. Pitch here is lifted foul. Third base side and out of play. 0-2. That's like if you're going to have anything, it's either all sauce or sauce and blue cheese. No ranch. It's an offensive thing. Here's the 0-2. Little roller foul behind the plate, and we'll do it again.
All right, well, I'll get back to you, and I'll try wings with blue cheese. Kristen likes blue cheese, but I've never had it before.
Maybe you'll like it.
We'll
reason
see.
To try. Can you survive in Western New York? Here's the 0-2. Changeup is low. One ball and two strikes.
I'll tell you what. I think I can survive the winners. So you only eat your wings with blue cheese?
No, I only do sauce. But I would
only sauce.
If I had something else, it would. For my mom, who's from Niagara Falls, 1-2, slider outside, two balls and two strikes. It would break her heart if I had ranch on wings.
It would really.
And my wife is from the Midwest, so they eat everything with ranch. They put ranch on.
They do.
On fruit, it seems like. The 2-2. Reach four, poked in the air to center. Mesa gliding back as a play, reaches up and snares it. Side retired. I think my mom loves her daughter-in-law, and she's able to kind of love her through that.
I was about to say, Midwest, they brush their teeth with ranch dressing.
Yeah, pretty much. Nothing across. Cabrera, 1-2-3, second. And the Knights turned away. Middle of the second, no score. Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good Is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Bottom of the second. And no score. Jacksonville and Charlotte. Myers, Mesa Jr. and Pareda against Jonathan Cannon. Righty against righty. Cannon first base side. Peers in over his tan mitt. Goes into his windup and a first pitch slider in for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1 to Dane Myers. They're waiting for him to get going. It's probably only a matter of time. When he gets hot, really difficult to get out. The 0-1, swinging a foul into the mid of the catcher, Robinson. It's 0-2. And spring training, for example, Dane Myers hit .412 when he was promoted to AAA last year. He batted over .500 for about a week and a half. 0-2. Fastball at the knees, outer half, called strike three. Second punch out for Cannon. One away here in the second, and here comes Victor Mesa Jr. Sun bursts back out right now. Cannon is from Alpharetta, Georgia, originally, suburb of Atlanta. Pitch to Mesa Jr. Half cut, he went around on a pitch out off the plate. It's 0-1. Went to play at the University of Georgia. The Dogs. We've had some good pitchers come into the professional ranks the last few years. No balls in one strike. Pitcher Mesa Jr. swinging a grounder. Foul down the first base side. It's 0-2. One out and nobody on. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the second. White Sox picked him third round in 2022. And he has rocketed up their organization here to AAA to start this season. Here's the 0-2. Knock back to the screen. Fallon will do it again. He's a big guy, 6'6", 225 pounds. His dad, kind of where he probably gets that size from. Dad played college basketball, Presbyterian, 0-2. Fastball is upstairs. Ball and two strikes. Cannon was interesting kind of backstory on the academic side of Georgia. 1-2 to Mesa Jr. Breaking ball is low. Two balls and two strikes. He was a real estate major. So you'd figure pretty gregarious guy. And the 2-2. Breaking ball in near the shoe tops of Mesa Jr. And the count is full.
You got to have a personality to sell real estate. You got to be a people person. You know, like interacting with people, talking to people of all different walks of life, because that's who you're dealing with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
3-2. Swinging a grounder, foul down the first base side. One out and nobody on. No score here in the bottom of the second. He was a really good pitcher, obviously, in high school, but also a terrific offensive player. He led his team by batting 368. 3-2. Again, grounded foul down the first base side, and we'll do it again. That is a junior. And then, as a senior, he improved by the smallest amount you could possibly improve by in your batting average. He went from 368 to 369, but he still improved. He also doubled his home run total from 2 to 4. Here's the 3-2 again. Knocked foul, third base side and out of play. Good battle here. Cannon to Mesa Jr. So this will be the 10th pitch of the plate appearance upcoming. Third baseman Castellano way off the line and back. 3-2 once more. A sinker inside, ball four. Mesa Jr. draws a one-out walk. And here's Johnny Pareda. One of the most friendly guys in the clubhouse for Jacksonville. Pareda from Venezuela. He was originally signed by the Cubs. He was a guy that they actually for a time thought really nothing of. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, called strike one. And then he got to Myrtle Beach, the high A affiliate at the time of the Cubs. And manager Buddy Bailey looked this guy in spring training and said, wow, this guy is good. We've got something here. Here's the 0-1. Little roller foul at home plate. It's 0-2. Runner on first. One out. No score. Bottom of the second. And so Bailey kind of put Pareda on the map. He kept starting him. And he had a huge season. Eventually became a free agent, signed by the Giants, signed by the Reds, and now signed by the Marlins. But to keep getting picked up, I mean, A, you've got to be a good player, the 0-2. He loops one in the air down the right field line. It's sinking, and the dying quail lands foul, and we'll do it again. But he also had to be a good guy, right? Especially as a catcher. And Pareda checks both those boxes. He's a very good player. But he's very well respected. He works incredibly hard. And it's kind of amazing, you know, where he was off the map. 0-2. Swinging a foul at home plate. We'll do it again. And it's kind of wild because him and Chucky Robinson, the catcher for Charlotte, they were facing off with each other 6 years ago in 8-ball. So Chucky was with Bowie's Creek, the Astros High affiliate. Parada was playing with Myrtle Beach, and here they are 6 years later, still going. And Parada at the time was just a kid, right? 0-2, the pitch again. Fastball is high, 1-2. 6 years ago, he was 21 years old. He was kind of a guy who was being looked at as maybe a potential part of the Cubs' future. It didn't work out there. But now, he'll be 28 next week. He's married. He's got two young kids, 1-2. Fastball is inside. His daughter turned 2 years old on Sunday, so he was in Durham for that. So Monday they get back, and he spent the whole day with his kids. And then next Monday, to celebrate both her birthday and his birthday, they're going to drive down to Disney, and they'll spend the day there. 2-2. Knocked foul over the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it again.
That'll be a fun trip.
Yeah. So he's got an older kid. I believe his oldest child is 4, I want to say. And so that's right about the age that Disney becomes kind of magical. And he said his youngest daughter, even though she's only 2, the 2-2 again, swing and a miss. Good slider downstairs, strike 3, and there's 2 out. Third punch out for Cannon. Runner on first for Jacksonville here in the bottom of the second, and up comes Marty Costas. And he said his daughter loves the Disney music, so it's easy for him to say, okay, yeah, she's not going to essentially go on the rides or kind of grasp a lot of what's going on at Disney, but the music will be there. Here's the pitch to Costas. Line foul, first base side and out of play, and it's 0-1. And so he's really looking forward to an off day on Monday to head down to Orlando. He said he couldn't do it this Monday because he was too tired. Jumbo should didn't get back until like 1:30 in the morning. 0-1 to Costas. Swing and a miss at a pitch on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Thanks to Brian listening in Jacksonville. Let us know if you're joining us here on this fine Wednesday. At Scott Kornberg on Twitter, at Jack Shrimp, or at Matt Davis 0209. 0-2 to Costas. Here's the pitch. A half cut high fastball. He went around. Strike 3. Side retired. So Cannon strikes out 3. Here in the second, he's got 4 for the game. No runs, no hits. And one runner left. End of 2, no score. Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Trip Network, powered by FIS.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you can be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, and hoodies to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more, the Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
It's time for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Top of the third inning. No score, Matt. Good pitching matchup so far. Edward Cabrera facing off with Jonathan Cannon. And Cabrera back on to face Castellano to begin the third.
8-9-1 in the order. Thank you, Scott. And, yeah, I mean, it's been back and forth. The first pitch to the righty, Castellano, is a slider up and in. It's 1-0. So it's Castellano, Phillips, and back to the top of the order to Rafael Ortega in the 1-0. Swing liner hit just out of the reach of the third baseman, Lopez. That's out to center field. So a stung single up the middle. And Angelo Castellano has the third hit of the day for the Charlotte Knights. A little bit of a different story than yesterday, Scott, where Charlotte went 8 1/3 innings without a hit. Now they have three, and it brings up Brett Phillips hitting left-handed against the righty Cabrera. Obviously, you have a big love for Brett Phillips. The first pitch to the lefty. He swings. It's a rocket on the ground. Out of the stretched-out arm of Devers. That's out to right field. Myers picks it up on a roll, tosses it in, and staying at second is Castellanos. So back-to-back, hard-hit singles up the middle for the Charlotte Knights, and now they have two on with nobody out, Scott, and who knows, something could be cooking for the Knights as it's back to the top of the order. Rafael Ortega flew out to center field his last time up.
Yeah, Brett Phillips, what you see on TV with him is who he is as a person. He's so genuine. I can say that as someone who's broadcasted for one of the teams he's played for in the past, a long time ago, but he's a great, great guy.
First pitch, and Ortega squares to bunt. He pulls back, and that changeup at 92 touches the lower outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. So we're scoreless in the top of the third inning. Four hits for Charlotte, one for Jacksonville. The 0-1, half swing. He couldn't hold up, and it's called a strike by the home plate umpire, Mike Rain. So it's 0-2, and that changeup went down and away in the other batter's box. Single to Castellanos, single to Phillips. Two on, nobody out. And scoreless here in downtown Jacksonville in the top of the third with Charlotte and Jacksonville. Cabrera ready in the stretch. The 0-2. Breaking ball cut on and ripped on the ground to first. Johnson Fields goes to second, one. Relay back to first. It goes off the glove of Cabrera up the right field line towards the bullpen. Scoring from third is Castellano. Up to second goes Ortega. He stops there, and that throw from right field is in and cut off by Otto Lopez. So Ortega reaches on a 3-6 fielder's choice and then goes to second on, I would guess, a dropped catch error by Cabrera. Castellano comes to score. It's 1-0. Or excuse me, Phillips scores. Castellano out at second. So that brings up Colson Montgomery, who swings and misses. And a first pitch changeup down out of the strike zone. Oh, it's 0-1. To know what that error is on. The pitch home. Montgomery swings and fouls that fastball back to the screen. It's quickly 0-2. A run on four hits. No errors for Charlotte. No runs, a hit, and now two errors for Jacksonville. We'll let you know what that was ruled and see what the error is called. So it's 0-2. Runner at second is Ortega. And the 0-2 is a called strike on a curveball on the inside corner. And there's the fourth punch out for Edward Cabrera. A breaking ball in the inner half. Down goes Montgomery to bring up Chucky Robinson. It looks like it was not an error. It was ruled a force out. And then Angelo Castellano just scored. So apparently it was not an error. The pitch home, and Randy swinging Robinson went around on a check swing, says the first base umpire, Ray Valero, and the count is 0-1.
Well, it's confusing, Matt, because one place says it was an error here, the other place doesn't.
Exactly.
It's got to be an error.
I would think so, but it was a tough play as the 1-0 sinker called a strike. Now it's 1-1. I mean, it was just off the mitt and rolled up the line. I would think it's an error. The pitch home, swing, and that one's ripped to the right side out of play. It's 1-2. I mean, if it is, you would think it has to be on Cabrera. A 1-2 on Chucky Robinson. There's one out. in the top of the third inning. And it's 1-0 Charlotte. The runner at second is Rafael Ortega. Cabrera set the 1-2. Curveball downstairs, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2. Swing, a soft ground ball rolled to the left side and fell into the third base dugout. We'll do the 2-2 again. Infield and outfield standing straight away for Robinson, hitting .375 on the year. He singled in the first inning. Cabrera ready, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup down beneath the knees, and that ends the inning. So Cabrera notches 2 more strikeouts this inning. He's upped his total to 5. 1 run crosses the plate on 2 hits. There was an error committed, and 1 man was left on base in the third inning for the Knights. We go to the bottom of the third. Charlotte leading Jacksonville 1-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Affordable Family Fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Charlotte. They scored on an error in the top half of the third after back-to-back singles from Castellano and Phillips. Ortega reached on a 3-6 fielder's choice. Ball clanged off the glove of Cabrera, who went to cover first on the back end of a possible double play. It's J.D. Davis to lead off for Jacksonville. He swings. It's a sharply hit ground ball to third. Caught off by Castellano. He 360 spins and throws to first, and there's out number one. Well, that ball that clanged off the mitt of Cabrera, that allowed Phillips to race around the bases and score. The first and only run of the game. 4 hits for Charlotte, just 1 for Jacksonville. They've also committed 2 errors. Back to the top of the order, Ferrado Lopez, who lays off a sinker at the knees in the inside part of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Now it has officially been updated to an error. The 0-1, breaking pitch, swung on in line, hard to left field, down for a base hit. It's scooped up by Payton in left field and tossed into the second baseman Mendick covering the bag. A big turn, but Lopez will head back. And he's on base for the second time. 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. And that brings up Jose Devers. Devers hit into a double play back in the first frame. The first pitch to the lefty, and he swings, fights off an inside cutter behind the plate out of play. It's 0-1. Now infield playing slightly to pull for the lefty. The middle infield is at double play deck. Outfield straight away, the 0-1. Devers swings through a sinker at the letters, and it's 0-2. Lopez on first. Right-hander Cannon in the stretch. First base side of the mound, the 0-2. Swing by Devers, popped in the air left side, out of play, and we'll do the 0-2 again. One nothing Charlotte, bottom of the third. 0-2 again. Devers swings, lines that pitch foul to the backstop. We'll do it again. No ball, two strike count. Spinning a throw over, scampering back to the bag. Standing is Lopez. No ball, two strike count. Devers waiting patiently. The white barrel bouncing off the shoulder, the 0-2. And he watches a pitch miss, a changeup in the dirt outside. Good stop by Robinson to keep Lopez at first. And that runs the count to one ball and two strikes. The offense for Jacksonville really took off last week in Durham. Been a little bit of a slow coming for them at home, the 1-2. Devers swings, flips that foul the opposite way. We'll do the 1-2 again. I mean, the seven hits they had yesterday, played at four runs. That was one of their highest outputs at home so far. They had eight on opening day. The 1-2 is swung on and lifted high and deep to left center. It's chasing Phillips back to the track, and he makes the catch in front of the ribbon board. A long, loud out number two, and Devers didn't miss a home run by much. And racing back to first is Lopez. He was standing on second. That'll bring up Jonah Bryant. So Devers didn't miss a home run by much. That wind is blowing out to left, but not hard enough to where Devers was could have been gifted a homer. O'Brien with an open stance takes a first pitch cutter downstairs in the dirt. It's 1-0. Now, seven hits last night is the second highest total Jacksonville has had this season. They had eight on opening day in a 5-4 win against Gwinnett. Lopez takes one more step out at first, a modest lead, the 1-0. Swing by Bryant, he pounds the ball foul into the ground down the third base line, and that makes it 1-1. Thanks to Tito and Bubba in Jacksonville for listening in. One-one. Bryant lays off. That fastball hits the inside corner at the bell, and it's 1-2. Make sure to tell Baby R, Jumbo Shrimp, say hello. 1-2, and Bryant lays off. A call, third strike, a sinker at the knees, and there is the final out of the bottom of the third. So the fifth strikeout of the day for Jonathan Cannon. Catches Bryant looking. No runs, a hit. One man left for Jacksonville in their half of the third. We move on to the fourth with Charlotte leading the Jumbo Shrimp 1-0 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Office is Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Where else would you rather blast off your weekend? Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beer in the Craft Gate for every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be ring red on Redshirt Friday and also encourage the fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off your ticket at the Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904 358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Back at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, the top of the 4-4-4-4-4-4-4 fourth inning. It's brought to you by the law offices of Phillips, Hunt, and Walker. Zach Deloach leads off for Charlotte. 4-5-6, the first pitch from Cabrera. It is a first pitch curveball, middle of the zone, called a strike. And that runs the count to 0-1. You can reach Phillips, Hunt, and Walker at floridajustice.com. The 0-1 swinging a roller on the ground, hit to second. Devers up with it, fields and slings to first for out number one. And that's how the fourth inning starts, a 4-3 ground out, and that brings up Carlos Perez. You can also call Phillips, Hunt, and Walker at 904-444-4444. Phillips, Hunt, and Walker bring you the fourth inning all season long. Perez struck out to lead off the second inning. Cabrera out of his windup, the pitch. And he paints a sinker bottom of the zone in the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. 1-0 Charlotte lead in the top of the fourth. Four hits for the Knights, two for Jacksonville. The 0-1 to Perez. Watches a four-seam fastball miss way up high and outside. It's 1-1. Infield and outfield straight away for the tall standing righty, the 1-1. Off-speed pitch just misses the top edge of the corner. In the inner half of the plate, it's 2-1. Devers now shifts up the middle, still on the first base side of the infield, though, the 2-1. Slider ripped down the third base line, foul, and it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Perez. Cabrera rolls through the signs with Pareda, likes what he sees, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball downstairs. And there is number six on the day for Edward Cabrera. And that'll bring up Danny Mendick. Well, Mendick struck out looking the second out in the second inning. He's 0 for 1. First pitch from Cabrera. Spins a slider too far down and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. A 1-0. Fastball called a strike. Bottom of the zone on the inner half of the plate. It's 1-1 to Danny Mendick, a Rochester, New York native, hitting 240 on the year. 1-1 from Cabrera. Slider too far down and away. Spin on by Mendick, and it's 2-1. Cabrera awaiting. Rocks and fires in the 2-1. Swing and a rocket hit on the ground. Foul. Third base side. We'll do the 2-2 now. A 2-2 to Mendick. He swings and chops a fastball foul down the third base line again. So we'll do the 2-2 again. Two and two. Mendick in a battle with Cabrera. Now he calls time. Deep breath by Edwards. Spins and fires in the 2-2. Curveball just off the plate on the inside corner. And that'll fill it up at 3-2. Payoff pitch home to Mendick. Swing and he lines that pitch foul to the backstop. We'll do the 3-2 once more. Payoff again. Swing and a miss. Change up low in the dirt. And Mendick goes fishing and comes up empty. Seven strikeouts for Edward Cabrera. He's through four, and he sends Charlotte down in order. Nothing across for the Knights in the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with Jacksonville trailing the Knights 1-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Johnston Myers and Mesa Jr. against Cannon, the first pitch, and Troy Johnston lays off an inside sinker called a strike at the knees. And the count is 0-1. Johnston, Myers, Mesa, 4-5-6. It's 1-0 Charlotte. The pitch from Cannon is swung on and lifted foul to the top of the screen behind home plate. Quickly, the count runs to no balls and two strikes on Johnston, who struck out swinging to finish off the first inning. No ball, two strike count. Pitch home. Johnston lays off a high sinker, and it's one ball and two strikes on. Hands over the head. The pitch from Cannon. Johnston swings, rips a line drive up the middle. That one is down for a base hit. Thrown in by Phillips and cut off by the shortstop Montgomery. So a leadoff single for Troy Johnston, and you hope that gets him going. He had a two-run double yesterday. And that'll bring up Dane Myers. Also had a little bit of a slow start this year, but again, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and he started and finished pretty unbelievably last year. The first pitch to the righty, and he lays off a first pitch sinker inside and low, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Well, bottom of the fourth inning, Johnston has a lead at first. Leadoff single for him. Cannon goes to the stretch. First base side of the rubber, the 1-0. Myers swings mightily, comes up empty at a high and away cutter. And it's even now 1-1. One run, four hits, no errors for Charlotte. No runs, three hits, two errors for Jacksonville. Johnston off the bag, the 1-1. There's a cutter missing down and away in the dirt from Cannon. It's two balls and a strike. Two balls and a strike to Myers. In Katy, Texas, the 2-1. And the former Rice Owl takes a sinker down in the dirt for ball three. 3-1 count on Myers. With Johnston at first, Victor Mesa Jr. on deck. Cannon ready. Glove is held at his belt. Kicks and fires the 3-1. Myers swings, rockets that ball foul to the screen above the first base dugout, and that'll fill it up at 3-2. Three ball, two strike count. Johnston off the bag. at first. The payoff from Cannon. There he goes. Meyer swings. Ground ball back up the middle. Snared out of the air by Cannon over his head. He turns to second, but will go the short way to first. Johnston goes to second safely without a play. And that ball was rocketed to the mound, hit in the middle of the dirt, right in front of home plate. Cannon stuck his glove above his head, and that ball went right into the mitt. Turned to second, but went the easy way to first for a 1-3 ground out. That was off the bat at 103. And that gets on you pretty quick. The first pitch to Victor Mesa Jr., the lefty swings. Skies a towering pop-up, shallow right center. Second baseman Mendick out, calls off the center fielder Phillips and the right fielder Ortega, makes the catch. And there's quickly two outs in the inning. I mean, sometimes when you're struggling, stuff like that happens when you hit a ball 103 off the bat and pitcher just sticks his glove above his head and it just goes right into it. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and in Cannon's case, it paid off for him. So now it's up to Johnny Pareda. Man at second, two outs. It's 1-0 Charlotte in the bottom of the fourth. And Pareda lays off a slider way outside. It's one ball and no strikes. That slider went wide right. 1-0. Pareda lays off. He checks his swing, appeal to first. Ray Valero, the first base umpire, says no swing, and it's two balls and no strikes. If you're just joining us, it went single to Johnston. 1-3 ground out to Myers. Johnston went to second, and then a pop-up to the second baseman for Victor Mesa Jr. The 2-0 is a sinker low and away, and it is three balls and no strikes to Johnny Pareda. It's 1-0 Charlotte in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pareda's gone 3-0 with two outs, and standing on deck is Marty Costas. And we're thankful that you joined us here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now, it was taking a long time for Cannon and Chucky Robinson to get on the same page, so Cannon steps off. Bottom of the fourth, brought to you by the law offices of Phillips, Hunt, and Walker. 3-0 to Pareda. Fastball way outside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Pareda puts runners at first and second, and that'll bring up Marty Costas. You can give Phillips, Hunt, and Walker call at 904-444-4444, or you can check them out online at floridajustice.com. Also, thanks to Matt in Jacksonville for listening in. Now a meeting of the minds between Jonathan Cannon and Chucky Robinson. Oh, it's Johnston at second. At first is Johnny Pareda. Marty Costas digs into the right side. He struck out swinging in the second inning. Now Cannon takes a look back at second. The first pitch, Costas swings. It's a soft number down the first base line. Tough play. Cannon picks it up, and he can't have a play anywhere. Costas hustling down the line beats out any play that could have been a swinging bunt. And their former Maryland Terrapin, acting like a jaguar down the first base line, safe with an infield single. And that loads him up for J.D. Davis.
That's Testudo's speed, but heck of a job by Jonathan Cannon. You know, a lot of young pitchers would force that throw. And right, if he makes a perfect throw, there's an outside chance he gets the out. Why make that throw? Keep it a 1-0 game.
First pitch to J.D. Davis. There's a four-seam fastball missing outside. It's 1-0. I mean, you're right. A lot of young pitchers want to try to make that play, but such a tight window and the risk-reward doesn't make sense when you could possibly have two runs cross the plate on a bad throw. The 1-0 is a cutter down and away, missing the corner, and it's two balls and no strikes.
And I think especially know where you're at in the order, right? This is your nine-hole hitter. J.D. Davis is a good hitter, but trust yourself.
A 2-0 is a sinker at the letters for a strike, center of the plate. It's 2-1. I'd also say you also have two outs. Even though you have the bases loaded, you got anywhere. Any base is open for a play. So it does make it a little easier. The 2-1, Davis swings and foul, tips that ball off the catcher, Robinson. So it evens it up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs in the inning. The base is loaded for Jacksonville. 1-0. Both teams now have 4 hits. Jacksonville with 2 errors. Again, they're trailing 1-0. So now it's Chucky Robinson out in front of home plate. The catcher giving signs to the infield. Have a play anywhere. The bases are loaded and full of navy blue jumbo shrimp jerseys. Sun poking out behind the clouds again. Really brightens up the field. 2-ball, 2-strike count, the pitch. Davis swings and misses. Fastball up and in. And Jonathan Cannon works out of a jam. Notches his 6th strikeout of the day. And Jacksonville leaves the bases loaded in the 4th. No runs, 1 hit. And 3 men left. As we go to the 5th inning, the Jumbo Shrimp trail the Knights 1-0 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
W. Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call W.W. Gate today at 904-388-2600.
Your best friend in baseball. Does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th. When cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of 1 ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the 5th inning, Jacksonville trailing Charlotte 1-0. And Scott, right now the bottom of the 4th inning was probably the best chance that Jacksonville's had all day to at least tie the game, but they had the bases loaded. They weren't able to do anything with it, but at this point, moving halfway through the game, you start to wonder, can they start to maybe be a little bit more patient, get guys on, and hopefully tie this game up. It's only a one-run game.
Pitch to Mark Payton is a breaking ball in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Credit to Jonathan Cannon. He's been really good for the Charlotte Knights. Second day in a row, they've had a good starting performance, the 0-1. Breaking ball, same spot, same result, 0-2. So, now we talked about this. This is a better Charlotte Knights team and probably starts in the pitching. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. 3 of the same pitch in a row. And Payton watched the first two. He swung through the third. 8th punch out for Edward Cabrera. 1 out here in the 5th inning. And up comes Castellano. 1-0 Charlotte, though. Phillips on deck. It's the bottom of the ninth order. Pitch from Cabrera. Swing and a miss. 97-mile-per-hour fastball up high. And it's 0-1. Outfield to pull on Castellano, who was acquired in the offseason. The breaking ball on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Last year, played for Justin Jerschley's dad with AAA Omaha. So Justin Jerschley, the manager of the Charlotte Knights, his dad is the manager of the Omaha Storm Chasers. The 0-2. Curveball inside for ball one. That's the AAA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. And Jacksonville will get to see Mike Jerschley in May. They go to Omaha May 7th through the 12th. 1-2. Breaking ball low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mike Jerschley has had an amazing career. 2-2. Fastball up and in. Count is full, and he was a big part of those great Royals teams in the mid 2010s. 3-2 on the way to Castellano. Fastball a little bit low, ball four. So credit to Cabrera. That's his first walk of the game. And it barely missed. One out, free pass. Charlotte leads 1-0, and here's Brett Phillips.
Yeah, his control has been really good today, Scott. Just that one walk to 8 strikeouts, and last time he threw 3 innings, walked 4, and struck out 2, and it seemed like every inning he was throwing at least 15 pitches.
Runner goes. The pitch here is lifted foul over the screen behind home plate, and it's 0-1. That is the book on Cabrera. You could run on him. Opponents are 5-for-5 stealing bases against him this season. Jacksonville's had trouble getting guys out. Opponents are 16-for-18 stealing bases. The 0-1. Swing and a miss by Phillips. Good changeup beneath the zone. It's 0-2.
Also, through these first 11 games, though, they've been a little bit of movement on the base paths, more than we've seen in the previous couple seasons.
They've stolen 10 bags, 0-2. Ground ball towards second. Devers to his right field. Shovels to second one. Lopez on the first with a sprawling stretch by Johnston. Double play. Sign retired. Oh, that was pretty. A slow roller to second. Devers came charging in. Nifty shovel to second. And then Lopez with all the mustard he could put on it. Able to fire it to first. And Johnston stretching out to retire the side. 4-6-3. Nothing across for Charlotte. Middle of the fifth, we're halfway home. Charlotte 1, Jacksonville nothing in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Oh, man, for the fifth, Charlotte 1, Jacksonville nothing, and the Knights do have action in their bullpen. Lane Ramsey is throwing out there, but Jonathan Cannon's been great, and the first pitch is a fastball down and away. It's ball one. So Ramsey, it seems like he's pitched in Charlotte for 25 years. Hasn't been that long, but good pitcher, the 1-0. Fastball, bottom of the zone, called strike one, but Cannon's been really sharp at this point, though. He's about to throw his 78th pitch. Lopez, the righty's been on twice again. The 1-1. High drive, deep to left. Peyton back, looks up. This ball clanks off the base of the wall. Lopez sprinting to second. A leadoff double here to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the tying run. So Otto Lopez has played in 4 games, including this one with Jacksonville. He has reached base in 11 out of 17 plate appearances.
Wow. He's been really good, like you said.
So 3-for-3 today, and here's Jose Devers, a lefty. Corners are in. The pitch. Change up on the inside corner, strike one. Now the corners move back a little bit. Devers holds the bat low. Outfield the other way, the pitch. Sharp ground ball right side on one hop, picked at second by Mendick. He takes a step and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves up to third. So the tying run is 90 feet away. One out at the bottom of the fifth. And here's Jonah Bride. And question is, do you concede the run for the out? I don't know if there's a right answer to this, but Charlotte is playing the infield in. They want to cut down that run. Righty against righty. Pitch to Bride. Fastball is inside. It's ball one. Johnston on deck. This is a dangerous part of the order for Cannon. The 1-0. Sliced foul. First base side and out of play. It's 1-1. Wind is really blowing out to left. Nobody's really got one in the air, though. Except for Lopez a couple batters ago. Driving one off the wall. One pitch. Here comes. Fastball, bottom of the zone. Good pitch from Cannon. It's 1-2. This is game two of a six-game series. Two teams will see a lot of each other in 2024. The 1-2. Fastball upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Cannon gets the great clean on his first base side of the rubber. Robinson shuffles the card. Sets up in. 2-2. Too far low. And the sinker count is full. Jacksonville goes to Charlotte early June. Then it's a home and home around July 3rd and 4th. First in Jackson and the Queen City. 3-2. Little roller foul at home plate will do it again. Final road trip of the year for Jacksonville in mid-September will be in Charlotte. So not bad. Bookend the first road trip in Durham, ended in Charlotte. Not bad. Schedule makers. Jumbo Shrimp out hitting the Knights 5-4, but they trail 1-0. Tying run on third, one out, bottom of the fifth, 3-2. High fly ball, shallow right. Ortega coming in. This is really shallow. Ortega makes the catch. Lopez makes the tag. Ortega fires home. Lopez retreats to third, and there's two outs. So here's Troy Johnston, and now Jacksonville needs a hit. But they have really scuffled with runners in scoring position. They're 1-for-5 today on the season. They're last in AAA. 178 batting average as a team with runners in scoring position. They're 27th in OPS at 640. Here's the pitch. Little roller to second coming in. Mendick fields near his left ankle. Throws on the first side, retired. So Jacksonville threatens. They can't score. No runs, one hit, one runner left. End of five. They have left seven on so far. And they trail Charlotte 1-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the order for Charlotte, top of the sixth. Knights lead the Jumbo Shrimp 1-0. Ortega, Montgomery, Robinson, and Edward Cabrera, who's at 72 pitches, is back out there. Kyle Tyler is loosening in the bullpen. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high pop-up, shallow left. Shortstop Lopez gliding out about 15 feet onto the outfield grass. Makes the call, makes the catch. One pitch and one out. And here's Colson Montgomery. So Cabrera's been pretty good so far. 73 pitches, an unearned run on 4 hits in 5 1/3 innings. 8 strikeouts, 1 walk. The fact that he's going this far in the game. Also, what he said, he's pretty close to coming back to the big league rotation. Pitch to Montgomery is a fastball low, 98 miles per hour. It's 1-0. Outfield the other way. 1-0 from Cabrera. Changeup at the knees inside corner, 1-1. Montgomery struck out twice against Cabrera. The 1-1. Little roller foul to the backstop behind home plate, 1-2. Well, Cabrera is pitching here in a rehab, and really interesting thought from Twitter yesterday, which is kind of odd because normally there's no interesting thoughts on Twitter, but Scott Pianowski tweeted something really interesting about all these injuries going on in the game. It's the talk of baseball, 1-2. Just missing outside with a fastball, and he said, so you want to watch a Cy Young Award winner pitch in the major leagues this week? The last 14 years, there's only 2 pitchers you could watch. 2-2. Changeup outside and low. And the count is full. Isn't that incredible? And not in a good way incredible. Blake Snell and Corbin Burns.
Yeah, that's it. Else has been hurt.
Yep. Or retired.
Yeah.
3-2. Here it comes to Montgomery. Breaking ball down the middle, called third strike. So Cabrera's got 9 punch-outs. 2 out here in the 6th inning. And here's Chucky Robinson, right-hand batter. So Snell made his first start for the Giants on Monday, and it was kind of like a classic Blake Snell start. He threw 72 pitches in 3 innings. Did strike out 5. Did walk 2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball inside, ball 1. Gave up 3 hits, and he was on the mound for 3 stolen bases, including a steal at home. Last year, runners were 25 for 26 stealing bases against Snell. It was a lefty.
Wow.
Here's the 1-0. Lifted foul, first base side, and out of play. It's 1-1.
And he wanted how many? How much money for a contract?
Something like $32 million. He didn't get that.
He got
it. He's unhittable, but when he gets guys on, he... Boy, it's an adventure. There's so many walks and pitches. It's maddening. Here's the 1-1. Liner in the air towards second. Off the glove of a leaping Devers carrying into center. Robinson around first. Big turn. Puts on the brakes. Mesa Jr., the center fielder, gets the ball back in. 2-out single. That's 5 hits for the Knights. They lead by 1 top of the 6th. And here's Zach Deloach, left-hand batter. So here are the other Cy Young Award winners the last 14 years that you cannot see. Isn't that crazy? 14 years, and I have to tell you this list in a moment because Darren Brown's coming out to the mound to make a change. 14 years, and you can only watch 2 Cy Young Award pitchers this week.
I have a feeling I'd
not good.
I'd like to guess and see who they are.
Okay.
If possible.
Yeah.
I know that we haven't played a guessing game in quite a while.
Well, Darren Brown's taking the baseball from Cabrera, and Kyle Tyler's coming in, and I'll let you stew on him as we take a break. Charlotte batting here in the top of the 6th inning, a 1-0 lead. Runner on first and 2 outs, and the debut of Kyle Tyler here in Jacksonville is next in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Well, third rehab start, a good one for Edward Cabrera. 5 2/3 innings, an unearned run on 5 hits. He is responsible for the man on first. Walked 1, struck out 9. He threw 82 pitches, 58 for strikes, which is very encouraging. And Kyle Tyler is making his Jacksonville debut. He was with the Padres last year from Oklahoma City, 6 feet, 185, and 2 outs, 1-0 Charlotte, top of the sixth, facing Zach DeLoach. Tyler, third base side, small leg kick over the top, curveball in for a strike in the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. So very encouraging for Cabrera, and hopefully that's it. Hopefully he's back to the majors after this. The 0-1 from Tyler. Fastball inside, a ball and a strike. Perez is on deck. Tyler works third base side. He went to the University of Oklahoma. His manager's favorite school, the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball downstairs. It's 1-2.
Oh, yeah, it is.
He always mentions that to you.
No, he mentioned something else to me first.
That we cannot repeat on the air.
No.
1-2. Tyler holds up high in the pitch. Breaking ball line to center. That's a base hit. Robinson stops at second. Then heading to third now. The throw from Mesa Jr. is not in time. So Robinson looks like a little hesitation around second. Then he kept going. And there's runners on the corners with two outs for Carlos Perez. So you were going to guess, we had introduced this maybe not so good fact for baseball, that there's,
yeah,
if you want to watch Cy Young Award winners, right? Like, that's kind of what baseball's built around, starting pitching, the headliner. Well, the last 14 years of Cy Young Award winners, there's only two guys you can watch this week pitch. Blake Snell and Corbin Burns. You were going to guess as much as you could of the others. I know you were practicing or thinking about it.
I had the juices flowing.
You did? I was not going to confirm your guesses. I was waiting until now, and possibly, if this is a quick out,
we can wait.
The bottom of the sixth. Carlos Perez, the batter, righty against righty, the pitch from Tyler. Fastball top of the zone, outside corner, strike one.
Well, let's get one off the bat. Got Max Scherzer.
Yep, he's hurt.
Justin Verlander.
He's hurt. Both those three-time Cy Young Award winners, by the way.
Jacob DeGrom.
Hurt.
Yep.
The 0-1. Breaking ball tapped to the ground. Foul over near the first base dugout. It's 0-2.
Golly, 14 years. I would think Clayton Kershaw at
hurt,
some point.
Yeah. Three-time Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah. Matt Harvey.
Not a Cy Young Award winner.
Really?
But retired.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't watch him play.
Right.
0-2. In the dirt with a fastball for ball one.
For whatever reason, I thought he won a Cy Young. Noah Syndergaard.
Nope.
Also not
you
a Cy Young.
Could watch him play, I believe, but he's not a Cy Young Award winner.
Let's see. Tim Lincecum.
Retired, yep. 1-2. The pitch. Sliced foul off the netting over the Charlotte dugout. First base side will do it again.
Gosh. Shane Bieber.
Yep, one of those big injuries this last week.
Robbie Ray.
Yep, he's hurt.
It's funny, the list is so, it's like, I mean, 14 games is, it's packed.
The pitch, fastball up and away. Delayed steal of second, thrown out of second base, is cut off, charging home Robinson, and he's tagged out! To the Knights, for the second time today, end an inning by making an out of the play with their catcher, who's not fleet of foot. A delayed steal from Deloach at first. Pareda through to second. Devers, the second baseman, came charging up, cut that ball off and fired home as Robinson took off. I don't understand. No runs, two hits, one left. That's two outs they've made it home, and the game is 1-0. Bottom of the sixth, we go on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home half of the sixth inning, 1-0, Charlotte over Jacksonville. And the new pitcher is Lane Ramsey. Boy, you really have to tip your cap to the Charlotte starting pitching in this series so far, because Nick Nastrini was great yesterday. 8 strikeouts in 4 innings. Jonathan Cannon was great today, Matt. 5 innings, no runs on 5 hits. He struck out 6 and walked 3. I mean, it's really impressive pitching for the Knights. And they turn it over to Lane Ramsey, long-tenured Charlotte Knight, who's making his 77th career Knight appearance.
Wow.
He faces Dane Myers, righty against righty. Here's the pitch from Ramsey, the tall right-hander, and it's lined back to the screen foul, and so it won. So Lane Ramsey, he is 6'9". He's 230 pounds. He works on the stretch, the 0-1. Fastball low and away. One ball and one strike. He's a very, very tall and thin guy. You can see him being an elite basketball player. Good athlete, good pitcher. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a fastball in the outside corner, and it's 1-2. And he went to Jumbo Shrimp manager Darren Brown's favorite school, University of Oklahoma. It's Oklahoma Fest, the 1-2. Fastball inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Ramsey and Kyle Tyler were teammates at OU. The 2-2. Reach four, looped in the air, shallow right. Mendick, the second baseman, and he can't get there. It's a base hit. Stop fishing. You're not going to throw the little ones back, especially when you're slumping like Dane Myers, a leadoff single. There's the tying run here at the bottom of the sixth inning, and up comes Victor Mesa Jr. So, Matt, I wrote to the other Cy Young Award winners that you can't see. This is the talk of baseball right now, all these arm injuries.
Well, Sandy's one of them.
Yep.
Garrett Cole.
The pitch. Flip foul over the screen behind home plate. Yeah, you got some.
David Price. I was doing some thinking in the break.
Clearly, yeah. You just
David
nailed
Price?
Three of them, yeah. who's retired.
Yep, retired. I was thinking Dallas Keuchel, Corey Kluber.
Keuchel, yep. Keuchel's in the minor league, so you could watch him.
Kluber, I think, just retired.
Kluber just retired.
Got Rick Porcello. I think he also retired.
Yep, he is retired. New Jersey's finest. Throw to first, and Myers slides back in.
I don't know. I've lost count at where I'm at of, like, how many people.
All right, so
I'm curious who I missed.
You hit Cole, you hit Verlander, you hit Alcantara, you hit Ray, you hit Bieber.
Oh, yeah, Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer, who's unwanted, we'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
The 0-1. Knocked foul over the screen behind home plate, so 0-2.
Jake Arrieta?
Yeah, wow, that's good. That's impressive. He's retired. So you hit DeGrom, Kluber, Scherzer, Porcello, Keuchel, Arrieta, Kershaw, Price. There's three more you're missing.
Is R.A. Dickey one of them?
Yeah.
No, he retired.
He's retired. Great story. 0-2. Looped in the air down the line and right. Ortega ranging over. He slides, and he can't make the catch. Myers hustling to third. It's a late stop sign. Here comes the relay. Myers goes halfway home and then puts on the brakes and retreats to third. Mesa Jr. stopping at second with a double. Great job by Ortega, who missed the sliding attempt to get to that ball quickly, and he's got a great arm, get it back into the infield quickly. But all of a sudden, they're second and third with nobody out in a 1-0 game. And here's Johnny Perena, and for a team that is essentially thrown away two outs at home plate to end innings in this game, you don't know if you would have scored, but you didn't give your team a chance with terrible base running decisions. And here's Perena. Pitch from Ramsey. Breaking ball in the dirt. It's ball one. And so in a situation like this, you know, it could be at least 3-0, because if you get hits, you could string together more or a home run. It could also still be 1-0 if that guy would have made it out. You don't know, but you didn't give your guy a chance. The 1-0. Swing and a miss and a fastball off the plate away. It's 1-1. And in baseball, you only get 27 of them. It hurts you when you throw them away by guys getting thrown out by long shots. 1-1. Here's the pitch of Ramsey. Up and in, and nearly hit him. And thankfully, Pareda hit the deck to avoid it. It's two balls and a strike. So you didn't have King Felix retired.
Roy Halladay?
Roy Halladay in the Hall of Fame. And Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
The great Zach Greinke.
No, I felt like I got a pretty good amount.
You did really well. I'm proud of you.
I've actually forgot all about King Felix for whatever reason.
Here's the 2-1. Popped up. Shallow right down the line. Perez, the first baseman near the tarp, makes the catch. Good play by Carlos Perez. And there's one out. Here's Marty Costas, right-hand batter. There's so many great Zach Greinke stories. Since we've mentioned him, I'll use it as an excuse to quickly tell one more. Second and third, one out. Bottom of the sixth, Charlotte leading. He's really into fantasy football. They call him Trader Zach because he's always just flipping guys and making things happen. Here's the pitch. A fastball, top of the zone, and it's 0-1. So one day at Dodger Stadium, he's throwing his bullpen with A.J. Ellis, the Dodgers catcher. He's going through, getting ready for the game. It's like 15 minutes before the game starts. 0-1. Ground ball is short. Montgomery waits back on a field. Throws to first. And the ball gets by Perez. Myers was coming home to score. Good job by Perez to retrieve it. And now Costas turned the wrong way, and he's tagged out by Perez. So there's a lot to unpack here. It's an RBI fielder's choice error, and then the first base umpire, Ray Valero, has ruled that Costas turned the wrong way, and when Perez retrieved the ball, he went to tag out Costas for the second out. Meanwhile, Mace is going to third on the error. It shouldn't be an RBI for Costas, and Darren Brown's going over to argue with Valero. And we're getting a look if you're watching on Bally Live, MLB TV, and MILB.TV. Oh, and that's a missed call. He did not. He turned the right way. That is a missed call by Valero.
Wow. They're saying that he hopped over the line and that was him turning. That is.
That's a bad call.
That is a big blunder.
So it's J.D. Davis batting.
Unbelievable.
Runner on third, two outs. We're tied at one. The pitch. Fastball is low, ball one. Wow. And that completely changes the inning because instead of first and third, one out in the tie game, it's runner on third, two out. And the point being that if you run through first base and turn left, you could be tagged out. But Costas spun to the right. Here's the 1-0. It's a breaking ball low, ball two. That is a really blown call. And I think anybody who's listened to us over the years would know we really give a lot of leeway to the umpires. They have a really difficult job. Really difficult job. But that one was missed by Valero.
And you know,
you got to be sure if you're going to make that call.
To even double down on it, you never really see Jose Ceballos get that animated on the base paths, or even Darren Brown for that matter, but you could see they were visibly bothered by that call, and even Sebi followed Ray Valero into the infield to talk with Darren Brown.
Here's the 2-0. Fastball, bottom of the zone, and strike one.
I mean, Sebi's usually one of the more even-keeled personalities in the clubhouse. He's usually trying to bring guys back from going over the edge, and I mean, he didn't get near the edge, but he still was animated with the call.
2-1. Grounded foul on the third base side, and it's 2-2. Boy, that is really a blown call.
He's still talking to him about it
at
first.
I don't.
That's all right. Ray's still at spring training.
I just think if you're going to make a call like that, you've got to know. There's a lot happening there. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's the wrong call. The 2-2. Liner in the air to right. That's a base hit. It doesn't matter. Ball don't lie. RBI single. J.D. Davis. And it's 2-1 Jacksonville. And there is the point. You give your guys a chance to score. Charlotte didn't do that. They only have a run. They've had two guys thrown out at the plate to end innings in this game. And now they trail 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. So Davis dunking one in. Here's Otto Lopez. Who's 3-for-3. And the pitch. Davis runs. Breaking ball called. Strike. Throw to second. Not in time. Easy steal for Davis. Who's 5-for-5. And you feel for Jonathan Cannon, who pitched so well in this game. And it's spoiled by the leaky Knights bullpen. The 0-1 lifted foul over the screen behind home plate, and it's 0-2.
But, I mean, this is par for the course with Charlotte, right? You know, last year they were here when they ran themselves into that triple play in the second inning with the bases loaded. Then you have those two base-running blunders this game, plus a bad bullpen, and they haven't really had a complete team ever.
0-2 fastball is inside.
There's always been a big weak link, and that weak link cost them a lot of games. And, you know, over 180 losses over the last two seasons, probably in part to not so great pitching.
1-2, lifted foul, first base side and out of play. And the point about these base running mistakes, Charlotte's had one of the best offenses in the league. So you're taking the bat out of your guys' hands. They've scored the fourth most runs in the league entering play today.
And I don't know how much longer
I don't get it.
Ramsey's going to go. They have left-hander Bailey Horn in the bullpen right now for Charlotte.
And the other thing is, it's Chucky Robinson running. I would understand more if it's one of your fast guys, but he might be the slowest guy in the lineup today. No offense to Chucky. He's a great player, 1-2. Knocked back to the screen foul, but he's known for many things.
Running's not one of them.
and you've put him in a position to try to score at the plate twice now to end an inning, and he's gotten thrown out by a combined 45 feet.
Yeah, it seems like our catcher has been waiting there for quite a while for Chucky to at least come down the third baseline.
The 1-2. High fly ball, shallow left center. Center fielder Phillips to his right gives way to the left fielder Payton, who makes the catch. I get it if you're struggling to scratch across runs, but that's not the Knights. Anyway, Jacksonville takes the lead. Two runs, three hits. They leave one. End of six innings. They lead Charlotte 2-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Seventh inning, 2-1 Jacksonville in front of Charlotte. And battle of the bullpens now. Matt Kyle Tyler got the final out of the sixth inning on a caught stealing. And he's now on for the top of the seventh against Perez, Mendick, and Payton.
Yeah, and Jacksonville's gotten two back in the sixth inning off of some questionable decisions by the Knights. And like you said, Scott, last inning, it's really cost them, because it could easily be 3-2 right now had they not sent Chunky Robinson both times. The first pitch from Tyler to Perez is a fastball downstairs, missing. It's 1-0. It's 2-1 Jacksonville now. Eight hits for the Jumbo Shrimp, six for the Knights. The 1-0 swing by Perez. High drive hit in the air to right center. Tailing towards Myers. He had to come in. He was back, and the wind knocked it down. Lays out. He can't make the catch. Throw to second. And it's in time. They send the first baseman, Carlos Perez, shallow right field to second. He's thrown out by a mile. And once again, the Charlotte Knights, I mean, they had a base hit and a runner on, and instead they sent him in. I mean, Myers is not deep in right field. He is pretty close. He's got a cannon. I mean, Perez was thrown out by a pretty good amount of feet. That'll bring up Danny Mendick.
I mean, I kind of get that one. Fastball upstairs, by the way, Matt. Kind of get that one because it's like, you know, you want to keep running. The ball's put in play. It's just when it's compounded with the other outs, it's tough.
I was laughing at your reaction to 1-0 is a called strike on the outside corner.
I don't blame that one. I don't blame the send there. I think that's what you do. You're running it out, and just so happened he got to the ball quickly, and he's got a great arm. It's just compounding.
1-1 is an off-speed pitch, a curveball called a strike at the top zone of the inside corner. And it's 1-2. No, I mean, you're not wrong. I was more laughing at your reaction.
It's just like
I saw your smile. Oh,
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those days, a good team, and it just happened one of those days.
Well, 1-2, fastball on the outside corner, called strike three, and now I think everything's boiling over because Danny Mendick is barking at the home plate umpire, Mike Raines, and, I mean, Danny should know it's the ABS calling the strikes. It's not Mike Raines, so he should know a little better. Well, that'll bring up Payton. It was 0-2 today, and that's the third strikeout for Mendick. So you can understand he's having a tough day. And the first pitch is a curveball at the top of the inside corner for a strike. I mean, that's 11 punch-outs for Jacksonville pitchers. And Tyler ready on the third base side of the mound, the 0-1. There's a good changeup that misses off the plate outside. It's 1-1. I mean, I think right now Charlotte is just also, from what's happened, I think, over the last couple of innings, their frustrations are boiling over now. The 1-1 to the lefty, Peyton, who swings and misses. A fastball low below the knees. It's 1-2. Two runs, eight hits, two errors for the Jumbo Shrimp. A run, seven hits, and one error for the Knights. I didn't mean to be laughing that hard. It's just, I mean, compounded with everything, like you said, at this point, it just gets comical.
One of those things.
Right. 1-2 home. Swing and a miss. He went fishing for a ball in the dirt. And a long throw of the bat to the dugout. And there's a strikeout and a throw down to first. 2-3 for a good measure. So Charlotte goes down in an unconventional 1-2-3. A single throw out going to second. And then back-to-back strikeouts. No runs, a hit. And nobody left for the Knights. And it's time to stretch at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Jacksonville leads Charlotte 2-1. We go to the bottom of the seventh on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Back for the bottom of the seventh at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. And new pitcher on for the Knights. Day's over for Lane Ramsey. He goes one inning, allows two runs, both earned on three hits. Leading off for Jacksonville is Jose Devers. First pitch from lefty Bailey Horn. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs. Lopez flied out to left to finish off the sixth inning. The 0-1 is another swing and a miss. So it's 0-2. Devers has had two swings and misses, and I think the scoreboard might have missed the first swing and miss. It's 0-2 on Devers. There they go, the pitch. When he swings, lifts that in the air, foul left side. That goes out of play. So for Ramsey, two runs both earned on three hits, no walks and no strikeouts. Charlotte today has been plagued by some bad base running decisions. They trail 2-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. The 0-2. Swing by Devers. Liner hit out to right. That is down for a base hit. Now it dunks in front of the right fielder Ortega, and Jose Devers is on with a base knock to start off the seventh for the Jumbo Shrimp. Now it's Jonah Bryan who's 0-2 with a walk today. The first pitch in the righty. Makes a good fastball up and in on the corner for a strike. It's 0-1. So Bryan at the plate, hitting 300 for the Jumbo Shrimp. Devers off first, a small lead for him. Horn's 0-1. Bryant swings, hard grounder to third, picked by Castellano. Throw to second, one. Mendick the relay to first. That's in time for a double play. 5-4-3 around the horn. And a twin killing puts two outs on the board in a hurry. And that'll bring up Troy Johnston. Ball took a one hop into the chest of Castellano. Had a quick turn, throw to second. And Mendick, a really good relay back to first. in plenty of time, and now it's up to Johnston to keep the inning alive. First pitch to him, and lefty-lefty, Johnston takes a first-pitch fastball outside. It's 1-0. And Jacksonville has the bullpen active. It's Devin Smeltzer getting loose, so Tyler's day could be done. 1-0, Johnston swings and misses. Laid on a fastball in the outside corner at the knees, it's 1-1. Bailey Horn ready. Third base side of the mound. Lefty has his glove at his belt. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Johnston. A slider outside corner. And it's 1-2. Bailey Horn, a 6'2", 210-pound lefty from Waco, Texas. Spent last year in the Cubs system. Played with both Tennessee and the Iowa Cubs. One ball, two strike count. The pitch to Johnston. Swing and a miss. Got him with a sweeper right across the plate at the letters. So Bailey Horn gets a strikeout of Johnston. And for the Charlotte Knights, that's seven strikeouts as a team. And for Jacksonville, no runs, a hit. And after the double play, nobody left in the seventh. We're heading to the eighth inning in Jacksonville. And the Jumbo Shrimp leads Charlotte 2-1 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Time of the eighth here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Kyle Tyler out for his third inning of work. He'll face off Angelo Castellano, first batter. Swings and lifts a pop-up to the right. That sails out of play. It's 0-1. Devin Smeltzer loosening for Jacksonville, and Charlotte has a man up in their bullpen. Right-hander Justin Anderson, the 0-1. And Angelo Castellano takes breaking ball down and outside. It's 1-1. 2-1, Jacksonville leading in the eighth inning. Tyler Rennie from the stretch is 1-1. It is another breaking ball that bounces to the plate. It's 2-1. You're just joining us. Charlotte got a run in the third. Jacksonville has held scoreless until the sixth inning. They played a two that inning. That's where we stand. 2-1. And the 2-1 home swung on by Castellano. Hit in the air but foul to the right. And again, it's out of play and it's 2-2. Could be a completely different game with Charlotte. Had a couple of opportunities to score runners, but they were overly aggressive to a fault, and it's cost them two runs. The pitch, swinging a hard ground ball roll to first. Johnston scoops it up, flips to the pitcher covering the bag, and the race is won by Kyle Tyler. Oh, Angelo Castellano grounds out 3-1. That'll bring up Brett Phillips. And now it looks like Darren Brown is going to go out and point to the bullpen. For the next two lefties, Brett Phillips and Rafael Ortega, he wants Devin Smeltzer. We'll tell you more about Smeltzer when we return. He was warming up in the bullpen, and now he's coming in ready to go. So he'll face Brett Phillips and Rafael Ortega. At least that's to start the next two batters. We'll tell you more about Smeltzer when we return. It's 2-1 Jacksonville in the top of the eighth on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Back at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, it's 2-1 Jacksonville. There was a pitching change. Kyle Tyler's day of relief is over, and he threw beautifully for Jacksonville. Now it's up to Devin Smeltzer, and he'll face off with Brett Phillips, who swings at the first pitch and rockets a ball foul on the ground. Now on the first base line, it's 0-1. Today, Brett Phillips is 1-for-2. He hit into a double play in the fifth and singled and scored on an error in the third inning. Smeltzer, a 6'2", 205-pound lefty from Voorhees, New Jersey. The 0-1, swing and a miss by Phillips on a sinker below the knees, and it's 0-2. So Tyler, his day ends 1 2/3 innings pitched. Two hits, no runs across the plate. No walks and two strikeouts. The pitch from Smeltzer is a swing and a miss by Phillips on a sweeper down and out of the strike zone. He gets Phillips to chase his first punch out of the day. And that'll bring up the top of the order in Rafael Ortega. Smeltzer moving to the bullpen this year. He threw a 7-inning no-hitter for Jacksonville last year, the first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp era. Today, Ortega 0-for-3, the first pitch home. And he lays off a first pitch sweeper, bottom of the zone in the inside corner for a called strike. And that runs it to 0-1. It's 2-1. Jacksonville leading over Charlotte in the top of the eighth inning. Justin Anderson throwing for Charlotte down in their bullpen, the 0-1. Swing, and that ball's hit in the air to right, tailing foul and into the seats. Out section 115. And it's 0-2 on Ortega. Thanks to Patrick in Jacksonville for listening in. Infield playing the lefty Ortega to pull. Outfield straight away. Smeltzer peers in. Likes the sign from his catcher, Pareda. Rennie's with his glove at the belt. The 0-2. Sinker cut on and hit off the catcher, Pareda. Foul to the backstop, but Pareda appears to be okay. Bounced up kind of quickly, and now I love when umpires do this, when they know that a catcher took a hard pitch and they'll dust the plate off and let him recover. So Mike Raines dusting off home plate. Great sign of respect. I really like that. Smeltzer ready again. Loads up. The 0-2. Sweeper outside corner. Appeal to third, and Jacob Metz says no swing. That one way outside, and it's 1-2 on Ortega's, hitting 276 for Charlotte this year. The Venezuelan ready. 1-2 from Smeltzer. Swing and a miss. Out in front of another sweeper And a 1-2-3 inning for Jacksonville. Smeltzer gets back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning. No runs in the inning for Charlotte, no hits, and nobody left. Heading to the bottom of the eighth, Jacksonville leading 2-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooper.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family, fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Back for the bottom of the eighth inning in Jacksonville, Matt Davis and Scott Kornberg. Jacksonville holding a 2-1 lead. It'll be 5-6-7 in the order for Jacksonville, Myers, Mesa Jr., and Pareda. And they'll face off against a new pitcher, 6'3", 230-pound righty, Justin Anderson from Houston, Texas, will take over for the Knights. The first pitch. And Anderson fires in a first-pitch fastball inside Dane Myers. It's one ball and no strikes. Two runs, nine hits, two errors for the Jumbo Shrimp. Anderson's 1-0. Fastball painting the outside corner for a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. A run, seven hits, and one error for Jacksonville. Luarbert Arias warming up for Jacksonville for the ninth inning. The 1-1 to Myers, and he watches a four-seam fastball miss upstairs and outside. It's 2-1. Myers, 1-for-3, is singled in the sixth inning. Mesa Jr. doubled in the sixth as well. He's on deck. Anderson ready, glove right across from the chest, the 2-1. Myers swings in. It's a little jam shot pop-up foul to the right out of play. It's 2-2. So Myers has been a little late. Average right now at 162. A little bit of a slow start, but it's how you finish, and he finished last year fantastic. The 2-2 is a swing and a miss. Fastball high and away for strike three. There's out number one. First strikeout for Justin Anderson, and that brings up Victor Mesa Jr. Mesa bats from the left side against the righty Anderson. The first pitch. Mesa Jr. swings and chops it foul to the backstop. It's 0-1. A double for Victor Mesa Jr. in the sixth inning. He popped up to second in the fourth. Walked in the second inning. Infield plays him slightly to pull. Outfield straight away. And they are playing him deep. Everybody backed up. Edge of the infield. Anderson's 0-1. Mesa swings and lines that pitch back to the screen. It's quickly nothing and two. Arias continues to throw down the left field line for Jacksonville. Anderson ready. Glove in his belt. Time called as Mesa was digging into the box. Well, the pitch clock will restart. Anderson still ready on the third base side of the mound. Lifts the hands to his chest. Target set down and in. The 0-2. Swing by Mesa. High towering fly ball. Playable to left center. Wynn's going to take that towards the left fielder, Mark Payton. who settles under it to make the catch, and there's out number two. Well, that puts the second out on the board, and that'll bring up Johnny Pareda. Well, Pareda digs in. 0 for 2 in the walk. Anderson set, the righty's first offering. Check swing by Pareda. Could not hold on a slider bouncing in the dirt. It's 0-1. Making that strike call was the home plate umpire, Mike Raines. Anderson set again. Right-hander peers in, gets the sign, the 0-1. Pareda swings, rockets one foul to the right, off the screen on top of the tarp. It's 0-2. But just me, I feel like a lot of hitters today for Jacksonville have been late on a lot of pitches today.
Good pitching. I mean, we've mentioned it with Cannon in particular. They've got some good arms.
0-2 to Pareda. Breaking ball, missing, and everybody thought it was a strike except for the ABS computer. And I think everybody needs a refresher. It's not Mike Raines' strike zone. It's not any umpire's strike zone until Friday. Saturday and Sunday, it's the ABS system, the 1-2. Fastball buried down and away, it's 2-2. I mean, at the same time, you understand some of their frustrations from earlier today. You know, they're coming off back-to-back seasons of 90-plus losses. A lot of those guys are here. A 2-2. Swing by Pareda, high hopper, softly hit out to short. Montgomery Fields, a sling over to first. And that'll make it three out. So three up, three down in the inning for Justin Anderson. He sends Jacksonville down in order. Nothing across for the Jumbo Shrimp. Heading to the ninth inning, it's 2-1 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
History of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Your best friend in baseball, does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th, when cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
To the ninth, Jacksonville leading Charlotte 2-1. And Warbert Arias is into the game to try to pick up the save and make it 6 wins in 8 games for Jacksonville, and they've been doing it like this. All but two of their contests this year have been determined by 3 runs or fewer, and they are 6-2 in those games. So they've excelled in close contests. They lead by one. They'll have to go through the big bats, Montgomery, Robinson, Deloach, if anybody reaches Carlos Perez. So Charlotte 1-tie, 2 to take the lead. Top of the ninth inning, 2-1. The Knights took the lead in the third. An error planted the first run of the game. Pitcher Marius, the right-hander, swinging a high drive down the left field line. Foul and out of play, and it's 0-1. Jacksonville finally broke through in the sixth inning. RBI ground out. Fielder's choice error, and then RBI single for J.D. Davis, the 0-1. High fly ball, left center, it's pretty deep. Davis, the left fielder, back on the track, reaching up, makes the catch, smashes into the wall, and holds on. What a play, J.D. Davis, and a ball that really carried off the bat of Montgomery right in front of the 382 marker. And Davis racing back over his left shoulder. Was able to make the running catch and then hold on as he hit the wall. What a play. One out here in the ninth inning, and up comes the right-hand batting Chucky Robinson. Arias has been good this year for Jacksonville. Three in the third innings, a run on a hit, three strikeouts. Picked up from the Padres in the Rule 5 minor league phase in 2021. First base out of the rubber, Robinson 2-for-3. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner, it's strike one. So good pitching on both sides. Jonathan Cannon, the starter for the Knights, five shutout innings. Edward Cabrera, unearned run in 5 2/3, the 0-1. Breaking ball low and away, a ball and a strike and out, nobody on. One run, Jacksonville lead, top of the ninth. Cabrera struck out 9, walked only 1 in his third and potentially final rehab start. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball outside, ball 2. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow. Darren McCacken going to go for Jacksonville. And our coverage starts at 6:50 on Bally Live, MLB TV, MILB.TV, ESPN 690, 2-1. Fastball outside, ball 3. And ESPN 690.com. Jumbo Shrimp trying to finish off the nights in this brilliant Wednesday afternoon. 82 degrees and sunny. The 3-1. Fastball outside, ball 4. So the tying run is on in Robinson. And here is Zach DeLoach with one out. He's the go-ahead run. And the Knights are going to pinch run here. Winton Bernard is pinch running for Robinson. So Robinson, who was thrown out at the plate to end both the first and sixth innings, critical plays by Jacksonville's defense in a one-run game. He's out. Bernard is in the pitch. DeLoach swings and slices one foul down the left field line. It's 0-1. Bernard, in terms of base running, hasn't attempted one this year. Only one game. Time is called here by DeLoach. Last year split the season with AAA Buffalo in the Blue Jays organization, AAA Albuquerque in the Rockies organization, and I mean, he was a prolific base dealer, 41-for-48. Big lean. The 0-1. Way inside, a ball and a strike. One out, tying run on first, top of the ninth inning. Jacksonville 2 and Charlotte 1. Opponents have attempted one steal against Arias this year, and they were successful. 1-1. Sharp ground ball to third. Speared by Bryan. Thinks about second. Nobody's covering. Instead, throws to first for the out. Really smart play by Jonah Bryan. Don't force anything. It's a fielder's choice, 5-3. Bernard moves up to second. And Carlos Perez is the last hope for the Charlotte Knights. So the tying run on second base. That ball was hit almost too hard because Devers at second couldn't get there in time. He was playing more towards the hole. In fact, the shortstop, Lopez, won the race to second base, but it was too late for Bryan to throw over there. Righty against righty. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, shallow left center. This should do it. Davis, the left fielder, coming in. Still coming, still coming. Mesa comes in at the last second and makes the catch. Shrimp win. Whoa, that was a little dangerous. Davis had it called early on, and then he kept running and running and sprinting, and all of a sudden, Mesa came in, and the Jacksonville center fielder made the running catch in shallow left center to end the ball game. Shrimp win 2-1. They have won 6 of 8 here to begin the season. No runs, no hits, one runner left on base, and Jacksonville victorious today over the Charlotte Knights. For the Jumbo Shrimp, we'll run it down for you. They're 7-4, 2 runs, 9 hits for Jacksonville. 2 errors in this game, so they've won the last 2 days. Despite making 5 combined errors, they left 8 runners on another tough day with runners in scoring position. They were 2 for 10. The Charlotte Knights are run on 7 hits in error, and the Knights left 4 on base. Shrimp win this one. Final score, 2-1. I want to thank you for joining us. No postgame show today, as we are stream only. Tomorrow we'll be back on at 7:05 on Cali Live, MLB.TV, MILB.TV, ESPN 690, and ESPN690.com. As Jacksonville looks to make it 3 in a row in the series, 4 in a row overall, they're playing good baseball. 6 of 8 wins, and all 6 of those victories coming by 3 runs or fewer. Shrimp win 2-1. For my partner, Matt Davis, I'm Scott Kornberg. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. Good afternoon.